The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For penguins trying to survive a harsh Antarctic winter, huddling is a matter of life or death. Birds within a colony crowd together so tightly that individual movements are nearly impossible. Collective movements are a must, however. The penguins on the periphery would die of cold if they weren't continually being reshuffled toward the center of the crowd. But how does this constant collective reorganization happen? How does a huddle of millions shuffle without crushing anyone? Physics is the answer, it turns out. Penguins move through the huddle in the same way that sound waves propagate through a fluid, only much more slowly. Every 30 to 60 seconds, all penguins make small steps that travel as a wave through the entire huddle. In a highly coordinated manner, the emperor penguins that researchers studied each took minuscule steps, measuring just 5 to 10 centimeters. Over time, these small movements lead to a large-scale reorganization of the huddle. Penguins are much better at going with the flow than humans, who also tend to move in waves when packed together in large, dense crowds, but sometimes end up getting crushed.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.